הלכס תשובה, הלכס מתססה כל מיצה שבתאו בינסה, בינססה ונובה עוד המלאכס מהם בין גזודי ובין גשקוגו כשעשי תשובה ויושו וחתוי חייב ויסבדי סליקיוקיו בו שנאמר איש או אישו תיאסו מכל חצה סעודה כי יסבדו על החטוסו ויסבדו אסחתו לסו אשר עושו זה בלבור יסבדו means he has to verbalize his confession כיזת יסבדי what's the formula of vidu אימי עונה השם חוטוסי, אוביסי, בושייתי, בפניך, ועושיסי כך וכך, ונחמתי ובישתי במעשי, ולילה מניחיזה לדבר הזה. זהו איקרי של וידו. So the Rambam in Halacha Aleph only mentions the chiyuv of being misvad. If he does tshuva, so he has to be misvad. But he doesn't say that one is mechuyev to be to do tshuva. If he does tshuva, so he has to be misvad. So mechaschin has yomit that according to the Rambam, tshuva is not a chiyuv. Tshuva is a din, it's effective. It's mafkiyah de shemosh, but one is not mechuyev to do tshuva. But there is a chiyuv if one does tshuva. He has to be misvah. So it's like tzitzis. There's no chiyuv to put on a telescope. But if you put on a baggage, laba kamfes, then you have to put in tzitzis. So he had to, if he does tshuva, he's not chiyuv to be misvah. So that's what the mechaschinu assumes in the Shir Zahamah. But it's a mistake, first of all, the Rambam in the preamble, you know, before every halacha he has a preamble in which he mentions how many mitzvahs say, how many mitzvahs says are discussed in that halacha. Mitzvah the Rambam in the preamble says mitzvahs achas v'hu sheyosu v'chatoi v'chatoi lifnei ad Hashem v'yisvad. So he says mitzvahs achas says po והוא שיושב אחיתי מחטוי ויסיידש הוא שיושב ויסוואר. So both are in Kudus Nemitzvah. And the Rambam Mitzvah Mitzvah says the same thing. In Mitzvah in Dim. Mitzvah in Dim. כי שציוונו להסוודס על אבינס וחטואים שחטאנו לפני אוקל ולאם הרי שומעים התשובה. So again, עם התשובה. וזהו אבין. Right, that's one thing. Now the Rambam says, in הלכת תשובה, בכל המער ולהספדי סומרך בעניין זה הרי זה משום וכן כל בלך הטויס הטויס והשומס ואין שמבין כל בניסיין אז לא גוסון אל סדינון אם נחסחת להם וכל בונון אז יעשו תשוב ויספדו ונכנון שנאמר ויספדו אשר חוטו עליו וכן כל מחויבים מיסיס בזדן מחויבים מלכס ונסחדו להם ונסוסון אוי וקודיוסון אשר יעשו תשובו בישראל וכן אחינו לחברי והמזית ממני אף על פי ששירים לי משהו חייב לי אם נסחת לי אשר יספדה וילושוב נולסיס So the Rambam says, the tridu is makil in shuvi. Machstenoch has the kasha from the Gemara in Kedush. The Gemara in Kedush says, if somebody says to an isha, הרי את מקדשת לי, על מנה שאני סדי גומו, אפילו ראש גומו קודם לחיו, הרי היא מקדשת. חשינו אין שם היא עושה בלי. If he said, Kalish and Misha, he says, you should be mekadeshes to me on the condition that time is had to go. But you know he's a Mishumet. His whole life he has been a Mishumet. He has been a Rosh Hashanah. So still, she is mekadeshes Mishumet. Maybe in his heart, he was Mahabishu. But supposedly, he testified, they watched him and his lips didn't move. So then there is no video. Some male, why should she be Mekudeshes Nusafi and require a get? But actually, it's no kashi. Because Tshuva accomplishes two things. First of all, Tshuva changes the moral and the spiritual status of the person. Somebody was a gamef, a gazler, akoshi the homos, his proselytes, he does Tshuva. And he returns the neve. So then he becomes the tzaddik. He's koshalitis. Somebody was there on the village of Treifes, he's postulatus. If he does tshuva, so he becomes the tzaddik koshalitis. Somebody was machal shabbat hahes, he had the din of emunah atir kul, and shukit is asur. He did tshuva, so he becomes the tzaddik, and the shukit is shev. This one thing. Then Tshuva accomplishes something else, it affects Kapor. As far as being Mafkir Shem Rosh is concerned, so Tshuva is the only thing that can be Mafkir Shem Rosh. As far as Kapor is concerned, so the Brisa Yuma says, Dalas Ruti Kapor, over Odom Alese, or Alese Seshemit Akrese, there is no Malkis. Lizos Mishon Ach Shinif's Hapar Kaporimu. It doesn't have to wait for him to keep over a lazy safe on which there is Malkis. Let's see, it has a real trefe. Doctor May, more shatness, a person of hollow, and so on. So then, Shuvi is tailing in Machipurna. Over Alkises Mrs. Besden, so Tshuva v'yim HaKippurim telling v'yisurim imamoy. Over Alchil Hashem, so everything is telling, only Mrs. Mepes. According to Rabbi, so except for four Averes, if please, Mikhail Barulateo, so Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva. Could anybody say that Mitzoyim Kippur, all the Rishoyim are kosher ladies? All the Mumrim are kosher ladies? It's ridiculous. The answer is, Rebbe only says that Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva, but not that without Tshuva you could Mafkir Shem Rosh. So in order to Mafkir Shem Rosh, only Tshuva. The Rabbah only says Vidu is makid in Kapore, but Tzadik Yid. So that's why the Gemara in Dushin says, Hariyat Vedeshes Li Harunash and Tzadik Gomu, Afil Rosh Gomu Kol Yomov, Mekudeshes Nisofik Chayshino and Shemohi Ochu. All right, it's a very simple text. Now let's continue. The Rambam says cases misvadim eimer ono Hashem chotosi o visi poshay pelfanecho vosisi kach vikach vare nechamti u beishti bimasai ule'elo meine chesel edovaze. So the Rambam mentions the ingredients of Tshuva, Acharot Elohava, and Kabbalah Hab. What does he mention first? Acharot Elohava. Avinechamti u beishti mavein. Tetimaishis. And then Leilom in Khirdava say then Kabbalah Hab. This the Rambam here in Kerikale Palochab. The Rambam in Kerikbeis has the order reversed. Kerikbeis Alochabeis. Umayi Achude Hushi Yase Achite Chete Yosire Machshafte Yigma Belibe Shari Yasewait. שנמה יזב ראש הדרק וכן נזנח עם הרשובה שנמה כאחרי שובי נחמת. Here is a verse. First he says קבול על האב וכי after he is מקבול על האב he has to say that he is מסחר את הלוב. The verse. Now רבן יני שרי שובי he says like this. There is a psychology involvement. It all depends. If a person was Aveir and Aveir once, talk for Yitzray and the eighth Aveir type, he didn't become addicted. So then, Charot Elovar is first. He didn't become part of his nature. Charot Elovar is first, and Kabbalah El Habe is second. But if he already became addicted, Tachilas Nevele, then Kabbalah El Habe is first, and then Charote Lilava. But the Shaila is, why is the Rambam say something? So the Teretz is, I think, there are two Mechayvim of Vidu. There is two Mechayvim of Vidu. One Mechayv of Vidu is Kapor. If a person wants to have kapore, so then he has to be mitzvah. As far as, of course, Shem Rosh is concerned, I said already that vidu is not market. Then there's another mechayev of vidu. Darki tshuva. Because the Rambam distinguishes, and Rambi Yene, and the Chemisalvoveis, they all distinguish between the elements of tshuva, without which it's no tshuva altogether. And darkei tshuva. Tshuva it is, but it's not an ideal tshuva. What does darkei tshuva mean? In other words, if you want to go to a certain place, you have to find out directions. What route you take? What highway you take? Eisenhower Highway, this highway. You can't drive blindly. Of course, if you drive for 6 hours, you'll reach there without getting directions. But to expedite the goal of reaching a certain place, you have to know exactly directions. If somebody has been traveling for many years on a path of vice and sin and crime, he was a drug addict and an alcoholic or whatever, so a gang member, so he cannot say, I'll associate myself with my Javier and I'll try to influence them. He becomes, he'll never do it. He has to move away from that neighborhood that his scholars mechaperas alove. It's not just a schooling. It's impossible to maintain the same place and the same friends and do tshuva and be mashpia. He has to change the route, so that's darkei tshuva. The Rambam says, "Ugebeis halacha dalet midarkei tshuva." Lies Hashov Tziktom Yivne Hashem Bipri V'tachmune. What does it mean, Bipri V'tachmune? Just cry, I mean to be Misvadev with tears. V'yisiz Doche Kivikeche. It's also Darkei Tshuva. It's not an Indian just of Zokot Tassim Moves. But it means if you dedicate yourself to Chesed, to Zdoko, then you change your identity. And and you eradicate your evil side in you, and then the good side, every human being has a good side and an evil side, and the good side comes to the foreground besides the inyan of Dokas Tatsal Mavet. That has to do with Kapore, not with changing the personality of the person. When Shanesh Mei, that's the minute, if somebody is very sick, you give him a name, all right, that it has a smach. But the main thing is Kleima, not a shaming name. Kleima, Ani, Achei, Veini, Eisi, Oish, Sheish, and Eis, and Amasin, and Shane Masov, Kulm, the table, and Derach, and Shovo. The Gilim came, he has to move out from the city, from the country, to be away from his friends. Shekolos mechaperes ovein, b'nei shigeremes leili, kona adoni, shona v'shofe, shvavua. There is one person in Chicago, an unfortunate person, a member of a nice family, very unfortunate person, and he was a homosexual. One time he calls me up, I used to daven Yontef in Rabbi Rishu near my home. He said he heard it's Osho of mine, became inspired, and he wants to reach you. So I said, Yitzhuve, who doesn't let you? All right, so he said, he's mikabel upon himself to the Yitzhuve. So I said, the first thing you do is you have to move out from that section, go to a different section. He didn't want to do it because he had a job in that section. He was a superintendent of the building. So I said, no, he won't be able to. Anyway, he kept on doing it. And then he used to call me up without knowing his name. I never saw him. So he said, he used to call me up. He's trying, but his former friends bother him, they harass him, and he can't withstand it. They laugh at him, he can't withstand. They even started to hit him because he refused to engage in that abominable activity. So I said, I told him. Well, finally, so he said, in his money he lost the job because many tenants were homosexuals in that building. So they stopped giving him money, you know, tips and so on. So he said, go to a different section. He says, he needs money. He needs a loan of $500. So he said, but I don't want to see you, so then you'll know who I am. So he said, I'll send you in. So I sent him in. $500. 2 weeks later, he said, it's already spent. He had debts. He needs more money. So he came to my house. I saw him for the first time. I gave him another check. Of course, I didn't give him details that way. I gave it to him, but there's no more. Anyway, for half a year, he never called me, and he said he's in a different section, and now he's a new person. So that's what it means. Gilim and Kane, it's not just Danish. This is a real thing, you know, not with their Danish. So in Mele, there are two Mechaivim of it. One is Mechayev is Kapor, and one Mechayev is not Kapor, but Dark Yitzhuv. So it's all the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Yitzhuv, Halacha Aleph, discusses Vidu from the perspective of Kapor. So from the perspective of Kapor, so the Harot is first, and then comes the Kabbalah Lehavdil. In Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam discusses Vidu from the perspective of Dark Yitzhuv. So then Kabbalah Lehavdil first, and then comes Harot El Olam. Now, another point. The Rambam says, Umayi Yitzhuv, שיעזיף החיתים חסוי ויסיר עם מחשבתי ויגמה בליבי שיעשה שנמה יעזיף כושת ערכי ואיש ויגמה בליבי שיעשה שנמה יעזיף כושת ערכי וכי יסנח עם הרשובה שנמה ככה שוב ינחם תן דרם המסס בוא נבין ויתם זאת תשובה ויועידו ידיע תלומיס של יושב לזה אחת לילה שנמה לנימה לילה לכינו מייסי לילה What's that? He's the Rabbeinu Shalom should attest to him that never again will he revert to his wall derech of sin and vice and crime. That's not something that he has to do. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why does Rambam mention it as one of the ingredients of truth? The answer is a very simple psychological insight. Many times when I talk to Talmud, a smart boy, and he didn't pay attention. Before the lines, I said to him, why didn't you pay attention? You're so smart. You could be on the top of the Shia, and you don't know anything. You don't know a single Russian, you know. So he said, Rabbi, I'll try my best. So I said, you'll try your best. I know you'll not do it. But if a boy says to me, I assure you that I'll change, I can make the Rabbeinu Shalom into my edus, that from now on I'll concentrate and I'll be a student, then I know that he'll do tshuva. This is the kind of Kabbalah habit. In other words, there are many Bali tshuvas today. Bali tshuvas all their life, and they never do real tshuva. Like this homosexual. Try, or do this, or do that. He'll be mashpia. Somebody says, well, I'll try. I'll eat kosher at home, but when I'm with my partners in business, I can tell them. Well, that's no true altogether. But if he says it with such certainty, with conviction, that he can make the Rabbeinu Shalom to an edus, then it's the real Kabbalah. Then there's another point. The Rambam says, "Kisat misvadim imerona Hashem, chotosi or visi b'shaitel v'nech, vosisi kach v'kach, v'nechamti v'leishti v'maz, v'leil v'nechil v'maz." So he only mentioned two ingredients. Ha'ot lova and kabbalah habe. How about the kosher kapor? Not chavzadi goyin and munisvedeis, the shekhet tshuve, v'yene, and Kuzari, they all mention Bakoshes Kapora also as one of the ingredients of Tshuva. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos also mentions Bakoshes Kapora. With Mitzvahim Gimuri, Shesivonu, Aslaveis, Karabenis, Vachatoyim, שחותנו לפני הקהל ולאים הרי שם משהו כי זהו העבוד וכוונוסים שיהיה אונו השם אותו שמי רביזי פושייתי ועשיסי כך וכך יאריך המאמר ויבקי שמחילו בזרי ויצחת לשני ויבקי שמחילו Bakoshes Kapor. So the Chassidim has the question. How is it that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos mentioned Bakoshes Kapor like all the other Rishonim? And here in Hilchos Tshuva, the answer is a very simple answer. The Rambam does mention Bakoshes Kapor. He says, Mara Avi Yeshima, Ono Hashem, Ono. What does ono mean? Please. Please what? Please what? You say please whenever you ask something. So what does he ask of the Ben Yishon? He should be mechatan. So ono is a shortened expression for bakoshes kavanah. Now, let's see a Rambam, another Rambam, in Rashi. פרק זיין וחשובה הלוכה דין על תימה שישובה אל בעבירס שיהי בן מייס כדי זנוש נגזל ובני אלא כשם שצורך הודון לא שבנהלו כך הוא צורך לחפש כדי ישרוי שיש לו לי ולא שבנה כעס ומהיבו Kino, Unahitu, Difasamim, Bakobe, Difasamaholes, the Hayes, the Hakim, so Plaza, the Chum. They were a very scorching, may some she is the mice. She is man showed the Mishka de Eu, Koshu, Lifris, the Hayne, a Yazif, Roshidaki. The Hayne, a Yazif, Roshidaki, begin. So the Rambam says one shouldn't say that tshuva is only shayach in aveiras that have a mice. But aveiras that don't have a mice, the tifas amacholes, so that there is no chiyuv of tshuva. No, there is a chiyuv of tshuva. So the question is, the tifas amacholes has no mice. Kimach mice del mizu is a zeil v'seidik. He's a drug addict, an alcoholic, and there's no mice. There is a mice. So the Teretz is, mice does not mean a physical act. It means a mice aveira. And the Rambam says, the difference of macholas, he doesn't mean treifes nebeles. He doesn't mean mashkoyis yainesach. He means kedem wine. Kosher, lot kosher meat, but he eats meat 5 times a day. Yeah, I mean myself, but the Torah say you're not allowed to eat 5 times a day. So what is it? It's a nin of midas. It's a nin of midas. So where's the aver of midas? The Rambam in Chasdeis discusses the aver of midas. Kalef Nuchas Deis Alachal Deis Arbe Yeshu Cholechot Beachot Miyod Tizu Mishu Mizu Chei Kam Minu Yeis Yeshodom Shu Balchimo Keistam Yeshodom Shu Gaitim Yishev Esolo Beini Keis Kal Bein Yicheis Yichas Miyat Miyat Bechamashon Yeshodom Shu Galad Valeb Yeis Extremely arrogant Shodom, Shushfahua Beisa, extremely humble. The Yeshu Baltai Bolus is Banache, Yahweh Bitai, the Yeshu Balif Toyomei, the Sabah for the glory of the Atim, Shaguf Solwen, the Yeshu Nevish Hobo, Shafim Komonel, the Shemari of Kesef, please back us. Yeshu Katsan Hafsei, Shetai Afu Kalamat, and so on and so on. The Yesh, we call Deo Bideo, Chaykal Menu, Pixir Achei, Deis Beinies, Sur Chaykal Mezu. The Choladeis, Yesh Men Deis, Shem Hodom, Yaz Buyase, Yitiramu. Yesh Men Deis, Shetidi, Shem Hodom, Yisei, Yechuboi, the Ossid, the Kabbalah, some Mehro Yisem Shadis, יש מהן שינוי עוד המתחילס בויוסית, אלו נומד איסון מאחר, אוי שניפנו להם עצמי לפי מחשובי שאול סבורידו, אוי ששומע שזו הדעס תהילה, ובירו להלך. סולפס, takes of Yisrach Hekes, there are two extremes. There is one extreme of excess and there is one extreme of deficiency. If somebody is ill, we say there's the extreme, the device of excess. If somebody he doesn't eat bosso altogether, he never drinks wine, he doesn't live in a comfortable home, he doesn't get dressed in nice clothes, so then it's deficiency. Both are vicious, but any day may the extreme of deficiency to the extreme of excess. The Rambam Pirusha Mishnah Nove says if somebody is a Baltaive, is a Seve, then he's a Rosh. If somebody follows the extreme of deficiency, he doesn't live in a comfortable home, he has no esteem, he lives like people lived 500 years ago, he has to put in wood, you know, and to make it warm, so then he's a chayim. What's the difference between Rosh and Rosh? Rosh is somebody who doesn't avere b'meizit. Chayte is somebody who doesn't avere b'sheik. If somebody can afford to live in a comfortable home, and he doesn't, so he means well, either because of sickness or because he's misguided, he thinks there's the derech hatorah, so he's a chayde. But if somebody is ill, they say that he cannot assume the lishim shemayim, so then he's a rosh. So, does the Torah say you cannot shikia with kedem wine? Torah says you cannot drink a revis yainis, but to drink 2 gallons of kedem wine, strongest wine, there is no isa. Is there an isa drabono? No, there is no isa drabono. Gabi Melech, the Rambam says there is an isa alam lochim seyai. But any other Jew, there is no isa. So what kind of avir is it? There is no mice avir. The answer is, he is not following up the rabbinis. So mele, where is that mice avir? Velachta bitrochov. Ma'ur tzadik afate itzad. If he is a chayte, he is not a tzadik. So it's mechatel the essay of velachta bitrochov. So that's why the Rambam says, al teima shein tshuva al ma'virish, שיש במעשה. אבל מעבירה שאין במעשה כתיף הסתמה חולס, אם לא יש לא חייב תשובה, לא? doesn't mean מעשה, it means no מעשה עבר. But then you ask, there is a מעשה עבר, is a vital necessity, just like a person who doesn't put on a film. So then the מעשה עבר is the שבל תעיס. Well, there is a basic difference. If somebody doesn't put on a film, so he's a chayte because he's a vatel, the mitzvah of shatom lois al yodach, lo yitzof is b'nemech. If somebody doesn't say kriya shema twice a day, so then he's a chayte because he was a vatel, the mitzvah of lidava bom, yishivtach of b'sech, ulechtach of adarech of shorbach of kumech. But here he's a chayte because he's a chayte. Since he's a chayte, some mele, he was mevatel, the mahut tzadik, afato yitzadik, so it's the reverse. No mitzvah, so the bitla mitzvah is the cause of the shem chayte and the shem roshe. And here, the shem roshe and chayte is the cause of the bitla mitzvah. So this is what the Rambam says. That's why the Rambam goes, I'm the chesuve. He says, "Al tema, the shein tshuva la ma'avira shein b'maise, ma'avira shein b'maise, ki ha'netifas macholeis, in ben tshuva, Shenema. Yasef Hoshedake, he doesn't mention the Pasuk of Yisvadu, because the Yisvadu is Chatoson only applies, Yisvadu is Chatoson only applies to, I mean, not that it only applies, I could say, that it only applies to Averes, where there is Avera, there's a Tziva Torah, Laces, and Esek. But when here there is no Laces and no Esek, so the Mele, they couldn't, there is no Mitzvah, so they mention the Pasuk, the Kabbalah, Yasef, Roshe Darkin. If he has a Shem Roshe or a Chete, he has to do Tshuva and be Mafkia Shem Roshe and Chete. I need the Gemara Brachas and the Gemara Shvuos. Guess what?
Brachos.
Shvuos. The last line. And Yachshivel Eilish Keo. Yishmuel is mentioned. It's in the after of Rosh Hashanah. When he saw Hannah, that her lips were moving. And Keo Leishama. And it wasn't audible. So he thought she was a drunk. So he reprimanded her. He said, at most I teach the court. Omar Ablezer, Mikan, Lirie, Bechavere. Dobo, Shein Ohobun, Tzolich, Unichir. So Tesu says, what's the Raya? Pilu Shafo Gavu Leke Yisur Bedreis. Yit Yisur Bedreis, E Pshite. Yicheyach, Techeyach, Ksim. So, in other words, that's what Tesu says. There is a Mitzvah of Techoche, even when there is no Maisavira, but the Gavra is a Chaiti. Like, if somebody is deficient in Midas, he's a Baltaibe, he's a, the other extreme, he's a Balkas, he has a temper, so then there is a Mitzvah of Tachor. So it doesn't mean it's only a Mitzvah Midibe Kabore. But it means the posik of Hadmosai Tishta Korin is declaratory of the scope of Echiach Techiach. Now, the Rambam says, כל מי ששבתירו בין עשר בין לאיסס אימו ועוד מלאחס מן בין בזודן בין בשגוגו כשיעשה תשובה ויושב מחתוי חייב להספדס לפני הכיר בורך שנאמר איש או איש או כיעס so the Rambam says בין בזודן בין בשגוגו how about anus? It's mashma that if somebody doesn't appear a beinus, he's not mechuyev to tshuva in the mishpat. So mechasrin l'chez a kashe, but we say in our vidu, al chayit sh'raton l'ufanecho, bein beinus, bein berotz. So there is a mitzvah of tshuva in the vidu, even on a beinus of beinus. Well, there is a very simple answer. There are two kinds of beinus. There is one beinus, like Nara Moroso, Shenen So Bisode. She had no other option. What could she do? She screamed. No one heard. There, she's not in Mashas. She's not a Chitas. How can you say a Chitas? And how is the child to say, she'll be Mislav? What is she doing Mislav? That never again she will be raped. So the potential rapist have to be smart. Not she. What could she do? She might be the biggest tzaddikas in the world. The biggest tzaddikas in the world. What will she do? It will be just nonsense. So that kind of anus doesn't have to be true, unless she goes to places where they are pretty, so then of course she has to be true. But if she's tzaddikus and somebody came to her home and forced her, manasa, a child's true, she is tzaddikus, the biggest tzaddikus in the world. But then there's an anus, like the three aveiras, avisoi, glarais, chukasdom, yehod, bar yav. So the Rambam says, suppose he wasn't fixing nefesh himself. So then he's potter of onesh. But he is a chayte. He was aver and the iser of Mesiche, and the iser of Gizore, of glarais, and chil Hashem. So really he has to do tshuva. So that kind of anus is like sheik. Because actually the Rambam in Chassidei HaTorah has two psukim as to why an anus is potter b'onesh. Rambam Perikin Rezeh Atire Halacha Talis says Kol Mishneemar Bo Yaver Bal Yorek Vinera Bal Yova Hariz Meshchai Vinafi Kol Mishneemar Bo Yorek Bal Yaver Vinera Bal Yova Hariz Kibus Hashem Mhoyo Basoron Yisrael Hariz Kibus Hashem Barab כדניר חנאי משל עזריה ובמקיר לחבר ואילה נאו במלכו שאילו רעים היוסף הרי נאמר כעולה אחורי רבו כל היעין נחשבנו כסנטי הרי נאמר יסי חסידי כרסית ומסיע ויסף וכל מי שנאמר ביורי כבר יעבר יהיו בעבור נערה גם את ימחר את השם ולבשום בישראל אבל זה חירס השם ברב ופתאום זה שאיתים שאשר ואובם זה סליססה שאוכלו אשר ואף הפליחי מפני שובה בעינס עם מלכניס ואם צורך לימר שניסי ניסי מבז אפילו הורג בעינס שאין מלכני ניסי נלוי ובצני ובעידים ובעשוי שנמה בניסי נזר למלך ונסעתי אני אספרי בעינש ההוא פיישנו ללונד, אהוב לי אונוס, אהוב לי שייק, אהוב לי ניט, ומלך, ומה אם אז קודם שיחמו אוקיי, שיחמו נהקי לאי בבי סבינס, נחי את קורס, פנצוח לא מסבזן, קרחים לא לשוניצס, אמור אז בתיר, ורעייס, אימא לנערס הסדלו, אבום יוכל מעל לפנף שי, לבריח מתחת של המלך, הראשו לביסי, הנה הוא ככלף שבל חייה. ומתחילס חובים במייזי, ומתחת מהילון, חבו, וירק, ומחקד לו תחיל שגן. So the Rambam mentions two psukim as to why anonis is what anonis. One is the positive by Melech, Nusati es ponai by Yishahu, Yitroshin terastyanim, Ahuv ulainis, Ahuv ulishay ulimuti. So here, the Traskenim mentions not only anus, sheik and muti too. Sheik and muti achaitim. A sheik is machuyev to bring the korb. Muti im a mutar is a sheik is machuyev to bring the korb. But some male that's the onus who is like sheik. Not an onus gomor of my half a little mevat. But then there is the onus vlanarlis has a double. There she is not a chitas altogether in the Isra of her eyes. What could she do? She's not a chitas altogether. So the Rambam mentions, doesn't mention onus, he doesn't mention onus of Narales Asadovo, and Naros and his nens of the Sode. So she's not a chitas, not shy to say, Chuben Vilu, she can't help it. But, the anus of being Eber and Yoy while Yaveh, so that is Nichol and Sheik. That Das ist nicht was ich, why to the question of Isis, but the Rambam here discusses the three Averes, so there is Yizachiti. So why does he mention the Pusik of the Holy Testament? So the answer is, now there is a Machlekes Rishim. The three Averes, is the pshat the chiner avera is not nitren b'kach nefesh in pnei enus. So mele if he is a avizor and doesn't let himself be killed by the anus, so is there a love of chisinov or of chisovei or the Iser of Elizor and of Lysinov is Nitre, just like the Iser of the Rosh Chodesh. But there is an Iser of the Lashem, just as the Gabriel Adam Mitzvahs. Pshas HaShmat and Bifahesye, the Anos is Mishcham Lavire, is Mechuyif and Mishanefesh. So then, it's not even the Iser of the Rosh Chodesh, it's only either the Iser of the Chalul. So here too, when in Aram Rosso, doesn't, is not as an effish herself, so then she's not even the love of listener, but she's only there the love of Israel. Or here is because of the Chaymer Isa, so she's even the love of listener, but still part of us. But Amoya says that the love of Lysinov is not having Mokim Pigach Nefesh and Mokim Enes. But the Ramban says, no, it's not in it. Apparently, the Shittas Rambam is, there is a difference between Avizor and Arayas on one hand, and Ritzich on the other hand. Ritzich is Isvore. My host, that's not Isvore in Chil Hashem, that's Isvore in the Isar of Ritzich. Because my chos is because your nefesh, the other fellow's nefesh, is just as precious before the invention as your nefesh. So mele, there is no pikach nefesh that is there. Because the pikach nefesh of one cancels the pikach nefesh of the other. There is no pikach nefesh. So mele is there the isa of the seers. But still is part of one. So that is only hezishem chayte. But what is Potter amongst like Sheikh. So here the reason as to why he's Potter is because of Nosatis Ponai Beishahi, but Mashain Chain by Avrizore. But the Zoran Arayas, the East, the Rambam agrees with Shita Balamoya, that the Isar Arayas Nisar Abizor of Lisovdin is Nitre. So Mele, he mentions the posse Lanara Lisasiva. Now, the Rambam, in regard to Averes Neuron Mokim, mentions two ingredients, Harot Lovar and Kabbalah. How about Averes Neuron Mokim? So then there are three ingredients, Harot Lovar, Kabbalah, and Ritzu Haver. Ask the Haver whom he offended to Mechalim. To Mechalim doesn't mean just Mechalim, it means to rectify the wrong. So how do you rectify the wrong? If your chaver was hurt, some mele, you have to appease him by asking him a chile. Now let's see what's now. Perigbeis nuchashu ve'alochates inachu lemurim ha'kipur mechaprim el ha'adirei shinod ha'mokim כי נשוח לו בעושר, הוא כבר בלו אסורו, וחייזה. אבל אבירי שגרנו לך אבירי, in Chibres Chabirei, or Yam Kalil Chabirei, or Gizlei, Yechayisidem, the Minchal Leila, Ashito Chabirei, Mashal Chayav, Virace, Afa Pisharzoli, Mamein Shul Chayav, Tsoyach Ratsese, Bishon Nanu, Shim Chalei, Afa Hiknitis Chabirei, our big boring, Tsoyach Refaisi, the Big Gabei Achim. So that's the Mishnah in Yomer. That here my base. Dosh a blazer mazal. We call Hat is Licham from the Shanty Tor. A Beerish not a mocking at the Purim Hat. A Beerish not a Haberi at the Purim Hapri at the Rajas Haber. So we learn it out from the Possig with the Shanty Tor. Now let's see in Mishneh in the Kale. So here the same aloha, but the Mishnah doesn't learn it out from the pasuk of the Shem Titov. As a blessed Nazarian in human, but from the posse to praise is in my ear. Sumato Oshi Vesishi says, why do we need to observe? So there is a very simple task. I said before that Tshuva accomplishes two things. First of all, it mafkir Shem Rosh. Secondly, it affects Kapar. So, Abbezam Nazayim mentions that Ligabi Avirish Mnum Chavirei in deeper is not Mechata. Ligabi Kapor. And the taste of Shishani in Yuma says that Tim Rebbe who says that all Avirish is Shabbatero except for four. So in deeper is Mechata without Chuve, but Avirish Mnum Chavirei in deeper Rebbe is made in deeper is not Mechata. So that halacha we know from the positive nation to talk. And it applies to all kapparas, not after tshuva. Here, there's a at hoshu is ish, the shem hoshu is not kapparas. If somebody, let's say, guzzled from another person, so then if he doesn't return the xele, he doesn't ask him for mechile, so then he's still a hoshu. And Rabbi Yehoni Sharitshuva says, if a person is an avir of non chaverei, he's supposed to live this until his mifayis is chaverei. If somebody was living with chaverei, he was either a laugh, she yeish be malchus. Usually there is no malchus because in the lake of Mishale and the Pharaoh Shrips of Teo, Chevel Vitashlumi, but suppose he's maki, hakoye pochas mishumapute, when there is no. When there's no tashlum, so then he's chayav malchus. So in Meile, he's a roshe until he pays the hidvorim and he's mevakesh mechil. So it's another halach. Now, Rabbi Yitzchok Kutner Zecher Livracha told me a story about the Chofetz Chaim. When the Chofetz Chaim finished the Sefer of Shmiras Haloshna Loshnarim, so he went to Vilna, and he wanted Rabbi Yaakov Solzhenitsyn was קיום את הטעם, ותרושוס לנטה שגיל מסכונה, he felt that תרושוס לנטה is the proper person to be מסכונה on such a thing, not any other person. So, the Chofetz Chaim showed the manuscript to תרושוס לנטה. תרושוס לנטה said, leave it with me, I'll look it over for a few days, whether he deserves Askama or not. Maybe you say certain things that don't deserve Askama, I can give you Askama. So he left the manuscript. After a few days, he came back. Chofetz Chaim, yes, there was also Lanta, or whether I look it over, he says, I looked it over, and everything is emes v'yatsif, except one thing. You say if somebody spoke with Shnora against another person, so then he has to be tshuva, and he has to come to the person who was the subject of Lashon Hara and tell him, I spoke Lashon Hara against him, and I ask you for forgiveness. I can't give Askama on that, because the person doesn't know that he was the subject matter of Lashon Hara. He had no aggravation. Now he's coming, and he tells him, I said, you are a fool, you are stupid, you are a faker, you are a hypocrite. So it will be massive, special piece. So how can I give you Askama? So he says, Rabbeinu says that. So the Chofetz Chaim said, I know Rabbeinu says that. But Rabbeinu has to be applied to a case where the subject, the victim of Lashon Hara, knew about Lashon Hara. He had all the aggravation. And he still aggravated Nespay. So then he should tell him. But if the subject, the victim of Lashon Hara, didn't know about Lashon Hara, then Chas v'Shalom, he's Nesaf Pesha al Pishi. He's Messiah. So he says, but the Chofetz Chaim was a big Pashtun. So he says, Amyene, he says, it's not. So he says, you are entitled to that view, but I can't give Askama. So Chofetz Chaim said to Solanta, all right, give me Askama, and write in Askama, everything is correct except this. So I said, no, I can't do it. Because most Jews, when they see Askama from a certain person, they don't read all Askama. And then, a behavior of evil is finished. So, Solanta didn't give Askama, so Chofetz Chaim went to Rav Volvo Yosrov in Haslavich in those days, and he gave him Askama. Now, of course, it's a mistabel like Rabbi Solanta. Chofetz Chaim said so because Chofetz Chaim was a big passion. But it has to be applied to a case where the victim of Lashon Hara knew about Lashon Hara, not otherwise. Mele, we understand this why we need to observe. The Pasuk by Rezem Nazari applies to Kapora, not to Tshuva, of course, Moshe. The Bavir from Chavere, there is no Kapora without Tshuva Chavere. And the Pasuk by Toshim, tells us that the Shem Roshi is not proper. But there in the Gemara in Yume, there is another pasuk. The third design of Madara. Omar Abitzuk. Kolamakni tishabirei afilo bidvorim tzorch lefaisi. Shemem abni moravto lo reecho. Tokato lezor kapecho. Mikashto bim repicho. Asei zei seifet ni. Vinoteo kiboso bikav reecho. Leich israpei suvav reecho. In yeish Mummy Yotho Hatterly pieces yard. In love, harbor of rape. So, harbor of rape, in fights, the medicines in Portuguese. The initial question is Why does he have to resort to the posik in Mishlei? He already have two psukim. One posik in Achim Heis, with Neri Shem Titor, that tells us that there is no kapore an aviv el chaver without which chaver, and one posi bat roshi fesish shayish is pol bat kinovi, that there is no ashkoshim roshi without which chaver. Why do we need a itarit posi? I once asked my father that question. My father said he heard the teres on my pipe, but there is a certain story attached to it. At one time, a butcher had a shiloh, and he bought. In those days, there was no trade market, so the bull was worth 2,000 rubles. So yes, the shiloh, Rab Chaim, was a special mazalik. He was the basic in all the shiloh. Was the biggest maker among all the poskim in Lithuania. He couldn't find the coin. So, he was martyred. And the butcher accepted the tshuva be'av. What could he do? So he lost 2,000. That wasn't Tammuz. Then, in Elul, the same butcher had in Torah with another man. The other man claimed from the butcher 5,000 foot. And the butcher said, no, it doesn't talk. It doesn't talk. He denied the whole thing. So they had it in Torah before a primer of some personality. And they gave aid him. They even testified that he did land him. He did land some melee. The psak was he has to pay. So Rab Chaim wanted they should agree to the pshat, but the butcher was so sure that he doesn't owe him anything, he refused. So what could he do? So he had to pass him out again. So they passed that he has to pay him, that the butcher has to pay that the tabia 5,000. So when he heard the psak, he turned to Rab Chaim, even though the psak was announced as the Vazelik, but he knew that Rab Chaim was the wrong. But the Vazelik was only the dying, so he said, Gazlan, Ritzeach, then Stavek, the Lester Kopikin, for mein hand, Stavitzeach, Aminuvu, Aroi. Rab Chaim heard it. He heard it. Several times he kept on screaming, Gazna, Mitzea, Roshe, Minovu, Oifu. Then he lost his control. He lost his control. And he said, Shegetz, Gea, Oifu. So he walked out. That was enough. Then, before Komidre, Rab Chaim turned to his three sons, Rab Gershon, Rab Yisrael Gershon, and my father, and and he said then, come with me, go with me to the Schneider's Bismetrisch, the tailor's Bismetrisch, that's where the butcher died, the worker. So they went there. So they went there, and then everybody was saying to Zako, and they had a talus over the head, couldn't identify one from the other. So Chaim had to push himself over all the rows, all the seats and clean until he found the butcher. Found the butcher, so he said in the presence of his three sons, that he denkt, that the Wochen's Rieg, that has a new Tere, or the Verlorn, or the Ongehegen in Zidlen, or the Kuchen Shegetz, the Arons, Easter is in Kika, better by Chmichirin. So he said, Gazlen Roshi, in the middle of the Zak, the Nishmech. Unless, I mean, didn't say unless, I forgot the word. Hey, du bist bringen mir die Geld morgen bei der Nacht oder der Mechel sein. Anders bin der Nishmech. So he said three times, Zayt Namechel, Zayt Namechel. And he kept on screaming, Gazel Moseh. So Reb Chaim says, I asked you Mechila three times. I'm not Mechuyev to ask you Mechila anymore. But you should know that the reason as to why I asked you Mechila is not that I was even on any Isa. I wasn't even on any Isa. Because the Metro says, Liseinu Isha Samisei, Ava Menecho Atrashur Lenesi. Not allowed to insult anybody. But if somebody insults you, you're allowed to retort back. It's only in the Siddhas and the Lovim, the Melvim, Shemun Chal, Tosom, the Meshivim. So, Obich, guess, the Chalom, my cast, Obich, guess, and I lost my temper, and I violated that in the Siddhas. Erev Yom Kippur, the Shekhano says, you have to ask Mechile, why only Erev Yom Kippur? And not Erev Yom Kippur. If you insult somebody, you also have to ask Mechile, Yar Osh. But Erev Yom Kippur is a day of Sholem, Mechilo, Slicho. So even if you insulted somebody because of your Eveya, and the Mirachsides of Nalovim, Ben Elvin, Shimachapos, and the Mishivim, you have to ask Mechile. You have to ask Mechila. So, I'm asking Mechila. But even when I came to Israel. And then, he went home with his sons. So my father asked him on the way, how do you know that? So he said that Gemara of Rav Yitzchok, writers of Yitzchok have to mention a new posik. So it's a raya that there is a special Allah. Now, Orange with. The Mishnah in Shavuos, the Abayi says, "Al kol aver shebeteiro b'neset ben leises ben heida ben lo heida ben bizodin ben bishgoch b'makpulin b'soyam shaleach mechab."
Da
Achivezen und Bens. עכשיו יש לתיר, הקל זה החמורס, אז דין זה השבורס. היני קליס, היני עשר לויסס. חמורס, היני כפיסס ומספס. הידע היני מייס, לא הידע אני שאי, כוויידו זה מיש נפט ורקים. צפר. אומר רב יהודה הוכה כמה, עכשיו אביר יש לתיר. אין קליס בין חמורס, אין שעשם בשאי ואין שעשם מייס. Nee, ois den Schossen bescheuert, bei neder Lüßweg und bei neder Lüßweg. Willen Kallis, esse Drüßes. Willen Chmurz, Drüßes und Drüßes Best. Hei esse ich dann. Idle Lobby Tschube, es ist doch ein schönes Thema. Idle Lobby Tschube, komm in jenen Namen, in Tanje, ob er am Zesse, das ist Tschube, du schoss mich schon mal schwer. Oma, ab jeden Seele, die Menge bei mir, die lieben die Tschube. But, here's the kashe. If you didn't do chuves, how can Sir Shalia be mechaper? He said, what is your name? Rabbi, the Tanya Rabbi Imei, al koha bereshe b'teiro, bin osi chuve, bin osi chuve, an kuru mechaper, chusin perkeum, gam upan b'teiro, o meifer bris bi bosa. She mosa chuve, yim akibur mechaper. Yim la ben yim akibur mechaper. So Tani, my time, the rabbi, the Tani, the Badish, and so. The Pirikirum, Galponim, Batero, and so say, the Amega, please, Bosso. He calls the chorus, he calls the Nima to Purim, the chorus Lacha, Yochel, at Ross, the Chubit, and Lima, Abena, Bo, the Amalto, his man shall in the Bo. The Galponon, he calls the Mazet, the Cross, and Abo. Abena, Bo, she was a Chubit, who may is missing my rights. So, the kashi is what kind of a terrace is it? The Gemara is the kashi, the Ros Chuve. Zevach is showing table. So the Gemara says, Rebbe. So the kashi is against Rebbe. So before that, the Gemara assumed that the Mishneh calls on the sheet of the Rabbanon. So the kashi was against the Rabbanon. Now the sheet should be directed against Rebbe. What kind of a terrace is it? So the answer is obviously that the halacha of Zevach Rishon Teivo only implies that the Roshe Ichite cannot have kaporet through a korb without you. The rise from the Amorim's Vachim Davov, the same rise, over a lesser resource, Mishon Vachimich only, Elo Mechaperas a lesser, the price is. If you are battle with the stream and you bring the nail there, you get kapo. So the more the kashi, highest in the door. Ilayne, the osu chuve, resource we saw, achimeyako. The losu chuve, how can ele be mechap? So Zevach Rishon Teivo. So the more says, the osu chuve, why is ele mechapea? In other words, it's ashlome. For the kapor. Like this, without the ele, the kapor is not a kapor anymore. With the ele, so the kapor is a rapur, a kapor anymore. Ele during us. So it's a loche in kaporet for tshuva, and kaporet for kor. But not that the roshi cannot have kapor. Rishoyim have kapor. All kinds of rishoyim have kapor. Even Bachadnetza had the kapor exas. His life was prolonged for 12 years because he gave stocking. He gave stocking. So all the Shoyim can have kapor. But kapor is to call me Roshi cannot have. So mele, kapor is to call me Roshi cannot have. But kapor is to Yom Kippurim, a Roshi can have. A Roshi can have. So according to Rebbe, Yom HaKippurim is mechaper without Tshuva. Even Bizman HaZeh Yom HaKippurim is mechaper, where there is no Sorem Shaleach. But here the Mishnah says, Al Kol Aver Shebatiro Bin Kalis Ben Chmuris, Ese, Beleis Ese, Ekrisis Uses Bezn, Ben Shei, Ben Mezi, Ben Heida, Ben Heida, Sorem Shaleach is mechaper. So the Mishnah emphasizes Sorem Shaleach is mechaper. So I'm sorry, I cannot do the happen without Chuve. But the Mishneh a Kozel Rebbe, so the Mashpurim have. Now the last thing, there is a difficult Rambam that is contrary to this remark. Rambam says, they call it Mechashuvah Aloha Beit. So I'm Shaleach with Ishu Kapore Alkol Yisrael, Kein Godu Nisvadolo, Valoshim Kol Yisrael, Shenema Vizvadolo, Vesklavein Yisme Yisrael, So I'm Shaleach Mechapi Alkol Adere Shevet Yero, Hakalis Vachmuris, Bein Shova Pesodin, Bein Shova Pesgot, Bein Sheigalei, Bein Sheloyeyel, Hakilom Yisrape Bishyam Shaleach, Vihu Shosu Tshuveh, אבל לא יושב תשובה, אין אשר מחפלי על הקלוס. ומאין הקלוס ומאין החמיס, החמיס אין שלום עליהם, זה זמיס מוקוס, ושבוע שם שקל. אף על פי שאין מוקוס, הרי אין מהחמיס, ושום מצסלי ססים, ומצסלי ססים, וכל הישים הקלוס. דרמם פסנס לדרבונן, סטיל דרמם פסנס, So I'm Shaleach is Mechape al Kalis and Esalises. So it's contrary to this Gemara. The Gemara says, Hayesi Chadome, Idul Yoshi Chuve is a Vakashon Deva. So the Gemara in the Teres is Rebbe. So it can't Rebbe is all right because in Kippur is Mechape without Sam Shaleach. Even the Mazeh, but the Rambam says, Sam Shaleach is Mechape. How is a child? As the more the more as the cash Rebbe says in a kibbun in a chapel d'alchu and then there's another price that says יוכל עם הכיפור מחפר על שובים ועל שמים שם ודין הוא היו בחטוס ואושו מחפר עם הכיפור מחפר מה חטוס ואושו מחפר נראו השוב אף עם הכיפור מחפר על השוב מה לחטוס ואושו שמחפר על המילים כשאי תאים עם הכיפור מחפר על המילים כשאי הוא מחפר על המילים כשאי שחפר על שובים ועל שמים שם תבורים על האחורה סתם סיפור מענה רבי יהודי, בקום השובים אין לא ישובים לא. ורומה, סתם סיפור, תתניה, לא אוכל יהיה כפור מחפר ומתים ישנה בי, בקור עם מקרה קדש, ולא עושה במלוך, לא ישנה בי ולא יקור מקרה קדש, ועושה מלוך המיניים, תמרים היה כפור, so it's a cash. Both prices are stamp prices in Tereskianim. So it's a steer. The first price in Tereskianim says without tshuve in Kippur is not mechap. The second price is it is mechap. So I'm Rabbi Loikash or Rebbe or Rebbe Yud. So the second price is like Rebbe and the first price is Rebbe Yud. All of my hope for Rebbe, and may the Rebbe be covered the aim. That Rebbe is made the thief, the Avere was done in Kippur, then Kippur, so then without Tshuve, in Kippur is not Mechab. Do it in Moche, covered the aim at Kippur and Rebbe Lesley. Because if you say that Rebbe holds, even Kor Averes, done in Kippur, in Kippur, in Kippur, it's also typically Mechapa Val Tshuve. How can we visualize the Chi of Kores and Mechipa? Alamele, Mishkachas Lich, we know that the lady, maybe the Chi of Kores, because the Mechipa is only Mechapa the Yei, not the Lila. So, for the chiyuv kores, he shayach when he ate in Kippur night. Umis the losi yomomri kepur. Eloime kores kiyeime hechamishka. The Rebbe Leske, alom alom mishkachas lo yidoch lo mitze. Vichan ki umis. In other words, he ate a piece of chicken. And there was a bone, and he choked, and there was no shoes b'ye to mechab. In hamedochel somoch l'shkis acham, the last moment, the thought is a kachofi, so there's no shoes b'ye to mechab. Yehoi yeshivu kepura, shakisa said. Do avot somoch l'shkis acham, avo lachas l'achsoyeya, l'motzaleik, but this is the kasha. Why do we know in the teres that according to the Rebbe we can visualize the fifth chorus if he ate and keep her after Shulach Soya? Shulach Soya took place about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Suppose he ate and keep her 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock before sunset. So why do we know in the teres? So he says Shom mechaper kohen, because in Kippur is mechaper im manaviris that took place after Shulach Soya. But there is a gemore that korban is not mechaper an avire that was done after the accord of the korban. Let's say somebody ate chilev and he brought the korban, then half an hour later he ate chilev again, so he has to bring a new korban. So why is he in Kippur? Rafa gab dem Aschner Lil, schen Kaponis mechapri, al avire schlachakim, afil bibiyen, domen afki bine li tume shiiro, im zelize, shane soren shalech, tirksi beit vayim azi yechapri alech, vitaya reskan kol chatisich. So what do we see in this Teretz? That when we say Suyam Shalech is mechaper, it doesn't mean the Suyam Shalech is mechaper. The etzem mechaper is the yain, but the shiluach soyer is at night. If in the yain was the sky in the midst of shiluach soyer, then the yain is mechaper. So merely no kasha against the Rambam. The Rambam says soyer mshaliach is mechaper al kalis without children. But zevach rishon day, what the answer is, it's not the soyer mshaliach itself is mechaper. The yain is mechaper. And the Shiluach Soyer is only at night. So Mele, we can't say Zevach Rishon Teiva, because the Aloch of Zevach Rishon Teiva only tells us that there is no Kapora by Kfui Korb for a Roshi. But here, the Kapora, the basic Kapora is affected by the Yemis. All right, that will be all. Thank you.